I was raised single, like a single father, but I had the responsibility of bringing up my daughter and trying to learn things and how to teach women to be women. It's not easy when you don't have those women teachings. So we had to find ways to doing it, and I had to learn about the strawberry teachings because I was that role model, that parent that was there to have to teach my daughter about these strawberry teachings and about the berry fast. And so I had to learn it. And I'm like, it's back. My daughter's 21 now. And so back in that time, when her coming was, you know, I want to say maybe 20 years ago or something like that. No, that's too long. About over 10 years ago, I think about that time. But I had to learn these things, and I had to find ways to go. And like I always say, you can't find it all in a book, and you can't find it on the internet, and you can't, you know, believe everybody that you say. And I had to go and talk to a lot of elders, and not just, you know, any elders. I had to talk to men, and I had to talk to women to learn about these things that was taken away from our people. And some of those ceremonies, some of those milestones and coming of age ceremonies are lost to our people, and it's trying to get those back. And a lot of that is like, have to take those male female specific roles so that we can properly teach them, because there are some things that I can't teach about women, and you know, there's some things about men that women can't teach about, but you can find it. And there might be a man or a woman that is holding those specific teachings because they're carrying them. And so it's kind of like we're in the age where we can't be specific on certain things, but there are certain things that men must learn, and there are certain things that women must learn, that, you know. So before I get all like mixed up and, you know, start talking around circles again, I just wanted to get that out there, that there are specific duties and roles and responsibilities that men had to do, and there's certain ones that women had to do. And generally, they're not interchangeable, but at times, you know, they have to change for the moments. And the reason why I say that they're not interchangeable is that if one person did all the roles and responsibilities, then there'd be nothing left for the other ones to do. And I think it works when those teams, when, you know, there's no I in team, you know, if you go back to that thinking. So when one group of people just wants to do everything, then there's nothing left for everybody else to do. And, you know, eventually they'll just disappear. So that's why it's important to keep those specific roles and responsibilities to those who must do them, and to teach them and to bring them out there so that they're not lost. And so we can keep continuing around in that circle in a way that we're all taking responsibility, we're all sharing the workload, we're all doing these things. So with that, there's some responsibilities. I will play Twin Flames and one of their songs that we've featured here before, Dreamer, a group that is of Inuit descent, and they share a lot of that music and variation of their language within that song. So here we have now Dreamer from Twin Flames on 101.5 The Hawk.
They say you're a dreamer, you know you're a believer, 'cause you see something that they can't. A vision inside you, it's been there from the start. Oh, you know, it's something they can't see. Oh, you see it in your dreams at night, a place where all seems to be right. Every boy and every girl help each other in this world. They say you're a dreamer, but you're a different kind. You'll get it right this time. you'll get it right this time. You, keepers of all our tomorrows, you, with the will to take away our sorrows, you, with the strength to make a change, you, your dreams and our dreams are the same. They say you're a dreamer. Imagine a future where no one goes hungry into the night. Oh, you see it in your dreams at night. A place where all seems to be right. Every boy and every girl help each other in this world. They say you're a dreamer, but you're a different kind. You'll get it right this time. You'll get it right this time. They say you're a dreamer, a light that's eager to erase the darkness in others' hearts. They say you're a dreamer, but you're a different kind. You'll get it right this time. 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 You'll get it right this time.
In a beautiful world.
You'll get it right this time.
In a beautiful world.
You'll get it right this time.
In a beautiful world.
You'll get it right this time.
In a beautiful world.
I am Jamie Johns from Spirit Vision, and you're listening to A Day When a King, Heart of the Earth on 101.5 The Hot. Psh.
Hey, you know, I got a man at home waiting for me. Can't you see? You've really got a hold on me. You better stay away from me. Hey, oh, hey.
Come on. city, city lights. Shine on your pretty face. I want you, yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. When I hold you, yeah, all my problems seem to fade. With your
thank you.
some of those jump songs that we play, you can hear the women singing in the background. And there's many explanations for that, and there's many teachings to that. And one of them is those that the women are helping the men. The men were to, it's their responsibility to carry those songs, to sing on that drum. And that drum goes back to the times when, before the drum, men were fighting. They were going to war, they were killing, they were doing, you know, all these things that, so much so that the women were left home alone, and, you know, a lot of other bad things were happening when other invaders would come along. So so this drum was brought, in the short sense of teaching this, that the drum was basically brought so that the men would put down their weapons. And so those weapons are no longer needed. And so they went to the drum, and the big drum is what ended the wars amongst their people. But so they say. I don't know for sure because I wasn't there, but from the teachings that I got was that this is the way that our men now have that responsibility. And so the men were the ones that needed to be at that drum, and they were not supposed to leave. And I heard stories about, you know, the men, if they wanted to get up, that the women would be behind them and they would whip them until they, you know, they were to stay there at that drum. And that's why the women were to be behind them. And so the women are the ones that gave the men the songs, and they still do to this day. And they say part of that teaching is that when the women were carrying the children, they gave them all those songs that you hear through the heartbeat, through their heartbeat, and the songs were played for them. And so the one lesson that I had was that the women stand behind the men because they were giving them those songs. And when it sounded like the men were losing that song, the women would come in and sing. So the women would come in and they would be like, it kind of seems like they're backup singing, but they're actually telling us the way that the song is to be sung. And they sing a high pitch because that's the level that they want us to sing at. And so that's why the men sing at a high pitched sound. That's the level that they're trying to match. That level is one of those teachings that I heard. I also was told that when the men are singing around that drum and they're not, they should be behaving. And if they're not in that right way, you will see the women come and stand at that drum to make sure that they continue to be in a good way around that drum. So all those things, different variations of those lessons. And one of the other ones was that when the women came to your drum, it was specifically that that drum needed medicine. Not specifically that the women that are normally around the drum, but the other women, if they came to your drum, they were bringing that medicine, and they should be given that respect and given thanks for doing that and coming to that drum. So that's like one kind of thing about the drum, and why you see only men there is that they were the ones that were specifically to be at that drum, because if they didn't, they would go back to their old ways. That's why they're there. But it was the women that had these songs and had this drum, and they brought these things to the men to take care of. And this is like a lot of our stories are like that, where the women are the ones that bring us the necessities and the things that we need in life, and they will continue to always be the caregivers in our life. With that, we come along to the strawberry. Now, they say that the strawberry is, you know, if you look at it, shaped like the heart. The word for it is the odeimin, which the ode is that word for that in Anishinaabeg is the heart. And I believe the other portion of that, they say it represents berry, but I'm pretty sure it represents, it's talking about the tani, the little. So it's like the little heart. And so with that teaching, there's many things that, you know, and then like I was saying, like I had to learn these things. And one of the ones was that it shows a lot of, you know, it's about creation. It's about, you know, when it first starts off, it's white, and then, you know, it turns to red. So it's, you know, very representative of the women and to show their cycles of life. And so, like, those things that I learned about that, and it's very like evident that you can see that the seeds are there, like when it's white, and then when it turns red, it shows that those seeds are ready, you know, and it's symbolic of for the women, and that's why the women have those berries. And one of the other things I have to say, so I did have to find these all these teachings, and I said, like, today there's all kinds of teachings out there today that you can find, not just from elders, but from other resources. And so a lot of the teachings, and it's like, it's not just specific to Ojibwe people or Crow people, but it's like all nations that have a teaching for this berry, and it almost always has something to do with the heart or love, because it's right there. And you can look at it, and it's like, it's a very simple visionary cue. You can just see everything in it, and if you just stare at it, you can learn those teachings. It's like what one of my elders would always tell me about was that when you want to learn about something, you look at, you spend time with it, and if you spend time with the berry, you would understand a lot of different things in about life. I guess if you had the time to watch it grow, you could learn even more things. So basically what I learned was that there was a fast that these berries, the women would have to do, to take this, stay away from berries, and there was a whole ceremony, all these teachings. So they basically would have this, stock up on your berries before you go on the fast, and you go 1 year or 13 moons, not specifically 1 year, but 13 moons without any berries. And then at the end of that cycle, there is a ceremony, and you basically, after that ceremony again, is that you get to have berries, but you also get to, you at the end of that cycle is basically that the young women will become the women, the young girls will become young women. And they announce that to those family members or whoever they invite to that ceremony. They're announcing that they're now young women. So that's just, a small portion of it. There's a lot more involved in that, and it's like some of those things that I don't carry. Probably even some would say it's probably, you shouldn't be talking about that because you're a man and things like that. So I want to just say, I'm not here to offend people, but I'm just here to share knowledge and share information and help with those things. But as a single father, there's those things that I had to learn. I had to learn these things so that I could teach them and bring them to my daughter. So if I ever have another daughter, I will be well prepared. So one of those things. I'm going to find a song now that will be more specific to what I want to say. I'm going to play, maybe I'll play a strong woman song to go with that. It's one of those ceremonial songs, or one of those like songs that empowers the women. So that's what I think I will do to finish off this segment about the strawberry and those teachings. And like I always say, I'm not the knowing of all information. Seek out your own information, your own sources, and talk to your elders, or find elders to talk to. They will be glad to tell you everything they know. Strong Woman Song on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
I am Scott Norton from Mississaugas of the Credit. I am a grass dancer and a veteran of Canadian Armed Forces, and you are listening to A Day When a King, Heart of the Earth on 101.5 The Hawk.
like warlords when I flow on joints. Write rhymes on scoreboards cause they so on point. Believe that, I ain't tryna stack all kinds of wealth. I'm like Saturday, I'm in the class all by myself. He's so real, so ill, so chill. I keep my ear to the streets like roadkill. In the four wheel, driving the gigs to spit this. And I rip through rappers like my kids on Christmas. So throw it up like you was nauseated and try to get it moving like you was constipated. Mom, I made it even if it's just this far. Even if I get saws or get scarred or get lost, I spit balls for God while they clutching the heat. I make moves when there's nothing to eat. Taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, you know it.
Show here at the Damon the King here in 101.5 The Hawk. Been a good couple of hours here for this week. It did has been quite the long month, and lots of work to be done, and still more with the strawberry moon coming along. And I was able to get out there and get some strawberries picked, some fresh strawberries to come and make some. We made some strawberry pie, made my brother a strawberry pie for his birthday, and that was really cool. And that's, you know, about that strawberry, that final teaching about the strawberries, you know, it's all about sharing, about taking those berries and sharing them with your friends and family and others and the animals, and you know, just kind of being out there, being humble and experiencing that humility. So, yeah. So I was able to make some pie. I did make some jam, so that's going to last us. Well, we made a lot of jam. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do all this jam. We got like maybe 30, 32 jars of jam. So, and I think, you know, I kind of have a thing to, I want to get out there and get some more jam. And it's kind of the best way to preserve those strawberries for this month. So it's kind of like a good way to go out. I'm going to leave you off with some hip-hop from Brian Gwis-Kwenzi with his hip-hop remix. We'll see you next week on the Day of David and the King. We'll see you next week for the David and the King radio show here on 101.5 The Hawk with at the same time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And hopefully by then, Kayla Joe will be back with us and we can have a good couple of laughs for the show. And until then, here's Brian Gwiss on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, oh.